Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer has been crowned the best karaoke song of all time. This is research carried out by Oxford professor Dr. Tom Crawford. The rock anthem surpassed Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody. Drag queen Davina George is with me here on the line today, because Davina, you host karaoke in the George in Dublin. Is Living on a Prayer the most go-to song?
It's not the most go-to, but it's definitely been a popular one over the year. I think anyone that gets kind of like a sing-along vibe is always a bit of a go-to, but it wouldn't mean that the singer is very good. In the kind of way, it's real
well, you don't have to be for karaoke, do you, really?
Well, you know, it makes things a little bit easier if you're hosting it, if someone is good.
They can at least attempt to hold a note.
Yeah.
I see Oasis' Don't Look Back in Anger came in third position. What do you think makes a good karaoke song, Davina?
I don't know if it's actually the song that actually, it's more the performance, to be honest. I always just feel if somebody can fully commit, whether they're bad, good or indifferent, if someone fully commits to actually doing it, because we get a lot of people that come up to sing and they're like, it's like they think they're listening to it on the radio and they're expecting the vocal to come along. So if you just go for it, I think people just will go along with it regardless, even if you're terrible. So I feel like if you fully commit, if you believe it, they believe it.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter if you can't sing, as long as you just get into it and put on the performance.
You have to own it. You have to totally own it. And like the performance, like the George gets a very, very mixed bunch of people, and some people take it really seriously. Like we had one guy that performed week on week on week, and he used to like literally jump in the air and drop on his knees, like do this kind of scissor kick thing, and he ended up having to get knee replacement.
Oh, stop!
Like, so I swear to God. So like people take it really seriously to the point of needing surgery. So
just as long as you can get into it. Michaela Hayes, presenter with Spin 103.8, is joining us as well, Davina. You're a big karaoke fan.
I am a big karaoke fan, although none of my friends like doing karaoke with me because I sound horrendous. I'm awful.
Well, you can sing though, can you?
No, that's
the joy
I sound
of karaoke,
like a bag
isn't
of cats. But doesn't everybody hate when they do karaoke and someone gets up and they can actually sing?
Oh yeah, you don't want to be that dose that can actually perform.
Yeah, so I think I add an extra flair to it because I'm so bad at it. However, their eardrums don't agree.
Right. What makes a good song? Is it typically a song you like, or?
I think it's just catchiness, right? Because even on Spin, we've loads of chart music. Like listening to stuff now, I'm like, Espresso has to be huge for karaoke now.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, Rosé, APT, you know that. I think it's catchiness that you need.
So that's kind of what they said, Davina, wasn't it, as part of this survey? It's the fact that we say Living on a Prayer. It's the beat.
It's the sing-along quality. Mm.
The number of verses, and choruses.
Yeah, and I think as well, people think, oh, like that's an easy song to sing. But actually, when you take the vocal away, you realise how hard some songs are actually hard to sing. Like, so you might be singing along with the top of voice on the radio, driving along down the road, but when the vocal's gone and you're left to carry it on your own, you realise how difficult it actually can be.
I've only ever done karaoke abroad on holidays. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah,
what would be your karaoke song?
I'm trying to think. I was definitely something Westlife related anyway, but it's probably one like usually I would pick a song that you can kind of hide behind. You don't actually need to be able to hold a note.
Yeah.
You know what's a few good ones? A good karaoke song is These Boots Are Made For Walking.
Yes.
It's a really easy one to sing. And also Betty Davis Eyes is a good one as well.
Well, I heard, Davina, this was your favourite.
Oh! No!
Valerie.
Oh my God. No. Oh my God. I absolutely detest it. I hate it. I can't bear it.
So this is not your go-to song, is it not?
No, this is the one that, like, if any of it, it's one of the most requested songs to sing, and every time my eyes roll so far back in my head like a slot machine, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, so this is the most requested song in the George, is it, for karaoke?
Yes, this is so popular. We also have Black Velvet is very popular. Anything ABBA related.
Yeah, people tend to love that.
People love all that Dancing Queen, anything like that.
Michaela, I think, isn't this one of yours?
Yeah. I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control.
I know you want to sing along. This.
I do. I'm trying.
On News Talk, National Radio. Don't just leave it to the Costa del Sol. Like,
you know
come
what
on.
The worst part is? I do the two roles as well. So I switch go between. On. Oh, Andrea, you'd have no listeners left.
Yeah, but I suppose maybe it's the age of the song. Is that something to do with it too? That everybody knows it. That at least if you pick a song in a karaoke bar, that everybody knows some part of it or the chorus at least. Yeah. It's probably a good one to choose.
And it's something you've grown up with as well. Like, I think we've all watched Grease hundreds yeah. of times. Probably Dirty Dancing. Yeah. I'd say there's songs from Dirty Dancing in it as well.
Yeah. And would you do any of the moves, the dance? Oh, you just fully commit?
I do fully commit and everybody fully turns away and leaves because I'm so bad, but it's great.
Listener says, if you're not into singing and want the crowd to join in, the best karaoke song has to be Sweet Caroline. Just get through the start of it yourself. No matter how hard that is, everybody is waiting for the chorus.
That's
a really popular one. That's a really good one. And Proud Mary as well is another classic.
Yeah. I'm not a big...
Me neither. Wouldn't be for me. I just feel like that's very basic.
That's probably what I'm going for.
I love that I must be so basic because every time I'm out, if that comes on, I have to do the arm movements and the head movements, but I go
you're
full
in.
On in
yeah.
and my friends, again, leave.
Are karaoke nights still, Davina? You know, in the George, you were talking about the songs that are the favourite. Typically, are they still big crowd pleasers? People love a karaoke night?
Oh, yeah, like we've been hosting that show since 2006 and it's absolutely, the George has a great setup, a great stage. So people love having that moment. Like, we give them wind machines. We used to give them makeovers.
Amazing.
We would make it like extra. It was like just extra kind of camp and extra kind of showy. So people still come every week. It starts at 9 o'clock and it brings in good crowds and good numbers and it's just lighthearted. And you can see the crowd. It's a very mixed crowd that we've had over the 20 years. So yeah, it's still going strong.
What is your own favourite? A karaoke song then?
What's my own favourite? I would probably lean into something. I would probably do like These Boots Are Made For Walking. That's a classic I've been doing for years.
Okay.
And that's a great one because you can get people to join in on that as well. I also love a little, anything by Blondie is good as well.
Okay.
A little bit of One Way or Another is good.
Somebody else has suggested Adele. I would have thought that was a hard karaoke song.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, come on.
Singing Adele in the shower.
Yeah, like that's different than actually getting on the stage. But I always think if somebody puts in a big ballad or like a big Whitney Houston or Celine Dion, I always put them in because I'm like, I want to hear this. Because if you had a night of really crap singers and then someone comes along and they're like a diamond in the rough, it's amazing. People go wild for it. So yeah, I do like when someone's great.
Where do you, Michaela, typically, where would you suggest? Where's good for karaoke in your view?
Well, I do tend to do it abroad due to the humiliation aspects of it. I think if you want me to clear out the George, book me in to be the last singer and I will empty
time,
it out.
Time, yeah, that'll wrap it up at the end. There's a place, I'm trying to think of the name of it. And
in Dublin. There's still karaoke places in Dublin. There's karaoke bars in Dublin at the moment and there are little rooms you can rent out. There's little pods, but I can't remember the name.
Must have been some sort of a work party we went to it and it's close enough. It's not Yamamori, but it'll come to me, the name of the place. And yeah, they had effectively like a little room, very soundproof room that we could sing along in. Bohemian Rhapsody, I would have thought that was a top choice, says this listener. We're talking about this Oxford survey today. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer crowned the best karaoke song of all time. That's Michaela Hayes, presenter with Spin 103.8 and of course drag queen Davina Devine and Davina George, who you can find at The George in Dublin. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.